Assalamu alaikum. Imagine you have a daughter and she grows up in your home with sound morals and values, and you've spoilt her, you respect her, and as she grows older, you teach her as much as you can. And there is no screaming and shouting in your home, there is no swearing, there is no oppression, like you wouldn't actually tell someone hurtful things, you wouldn't ask them to do things that are so difficult unless you help them, and you wouldn't expect from them to do so much more than their own capacity. And one day, mashallah, either they come up with some idea of getting married somewhere, or you come up with some idea of getting married somewhere, and things progress and they end up getting married. So this daughter of yours, your beloved child, actually ends up getting married somewhere. And she's very excited. Both parties are extremely excited. They have met each other and everyone feels that this is going to work very well. And as your daughter enters this new home, you find she gets on very well with her husband. But unfortunately, the in-laws maltreat her. Whether it's a sister-in-law, a brother-in-law, a mother-in-law, a father-in-law, they maltreat her to the degree that they abuse her, they swear, they scream and yell, they expect her to do things she's never done before. So she has to get up very early in the morning, and from day one, very early into the marriage, it's already a prison sentence. Her life has changed completely. They begin to doubt her. They want to track everything she does. They actually don't want her to leave the home at all. They might lock her in the house and not allow her to come out whatsoever at all. And subhanAllah, thereafter, they make sure she cooks and cleans and does everything and doesn't sleep until the last brother-in-law is back from work. He is fed by this person who's not his wife, but it's his brother's wife. And then after that, with no thank yous, with no appreciation, she then goes to bed, and guess what? She has to get up the next day and do exactly the same thing. All they did is they got an unpaid maid, subhanAllah, a slave girl in the home. That's exactly what happened. And then you have people saying that that is the role of a woman. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. I really don't mind standing up for such people, even if I lose popularity, it's fine. Because I've seen so many people getting married. And the reason why we have to talk about it this way is the majority of cases, the girls go into the homes of the boys. And there's nothing wrong to do it the other way around, actually. It's not wrong for the boy to actually come and live with his in-laws, so to speak. Some cultures frown upon it, but from an Islamic perspective, for as long as there is an agreement, it's okay, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But because the majority of girls go into the homes of their husbands, do you know that many people are suffering this way? This is why when you get married, be careful who you are getting married to. Look at the in-laws. Some of them show you a very, very beautiful front prior to marriage. And when they get married, they become the most disastrous of people. They have no values. They scream, they shout, they swear. They have no respect for women whatsoever. They expect from you something you've never done in your life. They would ask you to clean and cook from early morning to late at night. Nobody would refuse to help out and to do some of the cooking and the cleaning and so on, for as long as it's reasonable and for as long as it is something that is appreciated. But if a person comes in and says, you know what, you have to do this and you must and you've got to serve everyone, well then, what used to happen prior to me coming into the home, the girl might say. And if you were to look at that, why doesn't the situation continue? I have a husband, I look after him, mashallah. And I will try to look after his family after all. But at the end of the day, you cannot expect someone just to go into a home where they're treated like worse than animals. Subhanallah. Would you like it if it was your daughter? And if that happened to your own daughter? That's a question you need to ask yourself. Many people think, oh, you know, the Sheikh sides with the women. That's not true. We're speaking of a reality on the ground. Tell me, the cases where the men have actually gone into the houses of the women and the women's folks have then asked them to get up early morning and cook and clean for everyone throughout the day, or to take their entire salaries and that's it. It has to serve the whole family of your wife. Subhanallah. Chances are it may be there, but very, very little. Whereas the other way, it's so much. Imagine they send her out to work and they want the entire salary. It must come to us. For what? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, it's about time we feared Allah and we became conscious of the fact that the Prophet ﷺ said, the best from amongst you are those who are best to their wives. That is a statement we cannot deny. And that doesn't mean that the Prophet ﷺ sided with the wives. But he knew that women, they require a different type of attention. And subhanAllah, if you give them that attention and you honor them and you appreciate and you don't scream and yell at them and you don't swear and shout at them and you don't just doubt them and mistrust them for no reason and you don't expect from them that which you they are not accustomed to and you wouldn't want for your own child, subhanAllah. If you did the right things, you would have the most amazing marriage. But unfortunately, many people don't do this. And this is where we're failing, my brothers and sisters. We need to go back and treat your wife with respect. And the wives too need to treat their husbands with respect. It is only the mutual respect that would actually nurture that particular relationship in the right direction, bi-ibnillah. There should be no screaming and yelling in the home of a mu'min. There should be no swearing and abuse in the home of a mu'min. There should be beautiful words and there should be a great understanding and you should help each other. Imagine, the hadith speaks about your servants and it says, لَا تُكَلِّفُوهُمْ مَا يُغْلِبُهُمْ فَإِنْ كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ فَأَعِينُوهُمْ. Your servants, don't actually task them with that which is very difficult for them to fulfill. And if you have to do that, then you need to get up and help them. Help your servants. That's what the hadith says, because they're your brothers and your sisters. If that's the case with servants, you cannot compare that with a wife or a husband, a spouse, subhanAllah. If you're asking your spouse to do something difficult, they're not used to it. Imagine they come into the new home expecting everything to be good. And first things first, they have to get up early in the morning every single day and they have to sleep last thing at night. And that too, very tired, with the worry of getting up so early, subhanAllah, once again, and serving the people. Yes, salah is there, we don't deny that. But this is something beyond that. It's not what Islam teaches. So let's not confuse this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us ease. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.